This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
BJ and Jamie.
All right, let's get to the HOA story. You posted this yesterday, right, Jamie?
Well, yeah, I sure did.
Coal Creek Ranch. If you're in that neighborhood and you're a part of the HOA, you are a schmuck in Louisville. Now, here's the story. I guess even though your house burned to the ground, they want their HOA dues. How crazy is this?
That's absurd.
I mean, it's only $700 a year, but $700 too much. You don't even have a house there.
You should be paying a dime
exactly.
for this.
Exactly.
Here's the story.
For Andrew Zimmer and his family, his neighborhood is part of a homeowners association. Their fees pay for stuff like trash pickup and a clubhouse with a pool. That survived, but it's damaged. Andrew pays $700 a year.
We have an automatic payment set up, so we paid before the fire. And then we were thinking like, oh, we're going to get that money back. We don't really live in the community anymore.
But then he received an email saying the HOA is still collecting dues, minus the trash fee.
But of course, it's a clubhouse that like we won't be using, so it didn't seem very reasonable.
In an email, the HOA board president told me the bylaws require them to charge dues, and they don't see a way around that. He added, they have started to raise money for impacted families, and so far, they've raised $12,000.
It seems to me that if you're raising money to help out people who lost their homes, maybe you start by not taking money from them, and
there
then
you
raise the money separately. I just don't see a reason why, in a situation this extreme and unique, you don't find a way to skirt the bylaws or change them.
You don't.
It's insurance, too. I mean, like, to me, the insurance covers the clubhouse. The insurance covers, there's got to be some kind of umbrella policy to cover this within the HOA.
Not only that, they're talking about there's no way to circumvent the bylaws.
Yeah.
Bylaws? You're the one that made these laws. They're not officially laws. It's not like it's part of the Constitution or anything.
Right?
I mean, you're the HOA. You can easily get together and vote and say, we waive all fees for people that have lost everything they own. We waive all fees until further notice. You can get together and vote on that, and it's easily passed.
Well, I'm just trying to figure out like what they need the money for, right? So the money they're probably saying for is maintenance and all that stuff, like minus trash fees or not getting trash, all that. But there's got to be an umbrella policy that would cover all this. There's just got to be.
It just seems crazy. They no longer have a house, and you're still going to charge them.
Right? That's...
But what is it that the HOA has to accomplish? The entire neighborhood is burnt to the ground. What are you doing? I mean, what is it you need the dues for?
That's what I'm trying to figure out. I mean, the clubhouse is damaged, and so... Yeah, I don't know. That's why I'm saying the insurance would cover all that.
Just like everybody else that lives in that neighborhood, HOA, you're on your own.
It's
good luck.
It's a really unbelievable situation.
And you're right. The HOA should have some type of coverage, right? It's their clubhouse.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's just crazy that they're sticking by it, saying, yeah, we are going to collect this, dude.
I know.
What?
You don't have the choice to be in an HOA if you live in a neighborhood that has one. You have to be in it to even buy the home. If you rent, your landlord has to pay the HOA dues, but they still have to. Let's see here. And you're such an ass for playing Baby Shark. Those are our two texts. It's a slow news day today.
Look, by the way, you're a little bit wrong on that. Now, I don't know how many neighborhoods out there that are like this, but mine's completely volunteer.
Mine's not.
Mine's not at all. Mine's $75 a year.
Yeah, but
volunteer.
Yours like an old school community.
Yeah.
The newer ones are mandatory.
Did I volunteer? Nope.
Yeah, the new ones are mandatory.
Yeah, I know they are. Yeah. I had a condo at one time where it was mandatory, but I've never seen a volunteer neighborhood before.
Also,
for the HOA.
If your house burned down, you don't have a house in that development anymore.
Well, that's
so
what
it shouldn't
saying.
Matter.
Yeah, that's what he's saying. I mean, and what's going to happen? Like, if you don't pay him?
Exactly. I would just cancel payment
well,
on my credit card.
Like, what's going to happen? Because I know when I don't pay my HOA, they came after my house.
Yeah.
Right? And so I got a lien on my house when I didn't pay my HOA fees. What are you going to lien on?
Yeah, my
property?
Chimney?
The actual property?
Yeah, I don't get
I guess they'll go after the property, you know? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know how they're going to enforce this.
You
got to figure
it's
that
so
the public
awful.
Outcry is going to be so much. You're going to get the TV stations all over this. They're going to have to drop this fee. There's no way these people should have to pay it with their house burned to the ground.
I absolutely
That's crazy,
agree.
Right? All right, BJ and Jamie, 7:03 with a chance of snow today.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!